ISO NE warns halting revolution wind boosts reliability risk, written by John Cropley and John Lamson, and read by an automated voice. ISO NE warned that any significant delay of the Revolution Wind project will increase risk to the reliability of the New England grid and undermine the region's economy. The grid operator's August 25 statement came 3 days after the Trump administration halted construction of the 704-megawatt wind farm off the Rhode Island coast, citing national security interests and potential interference with reasonable uses of territorial waters. The project is 80% complete after more than a year of construction and had been on track to start commercial operation in the second half of 2026. While President Donald Trump's animosity to offshore wind and other renewables is well known, and his policy moves to thwart future development have become commonplace, halting the work in progress on a multi-billion dollar project raises the campaign to another level. Offshore wind proponents, labor unions, environmentalists, local politicians, and others decry the shutdown of construction on Revolution Wind, which is contracted to send 400 megawatts to Rhode Island and 304 megawatts to Connecticut. Grid asset. The nation's only completed and operational utility-scale offshore wind array, South Fork Wind, has reported strong performance of 53% capacity factor in the first half of 2025. It is adjacent to Revolution Wind, has the same developer and uses the same turbine technology. Commissioner Katie Dykes of the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection said at a news conference August 25 that Revolution would supply 2.5% of New England's power needs and there is no identified replacement for that power if Revolution is not completed. ISO New England said in a news release that delaying Revolution will increase risks to reliability and noted that it is expecting this project to come online and it is included in our analyses of near-term and future grid reliability. The RTO said resource development delays adversely affect New England's economy and industrial growth, including potential future data centers, and implied that the Trump administration's move could discourage future investments in new resources, increasing consumer costs. While ISO NE previously said it foresees minimal reliability risks through the end of the decade, it is counting on Revolution to begin providing capacity in 2026. Revolution has a 150 megawatts capacity supply obligation, or CSO in the winter months of the 2026-27 Capacity Commitment Period, or CCP, and a 67-megawatt CSO in the summer months. For the 2027-28 CCP, the resources CSOs are set to increase to a 466-megawatt winter commitment and a 203-megawatt summer commitment. For context, to meet NPCC resource adequacy standards, ISO NE needs 30,305 megawatts of capacity for the 2026-27 CCP and 30,550 megawatts of capacity for the 2027-28 CCP. ISO New England forecasts reliability risks to increase by the mid-2030s, largely driven by growing demand from electrification, and has emphasized the importance of offshore wind for reducing these risks. A 2023 ISO New England study, looking at the year 2032, showed significant winter reliability benefits of offshore wind resources. The study, which assumed 5,600 megawatts of offshore wind, found that limiting offshore wind development to 1,600 megawatts increased shortfall in the worst-case winter weather event by up to 193%. Conversely, ISO New England found that replacing 1,000 megawatts of fossil resources with offshore wind would reduce shortfall by up to 42%. ISO New England CEO Gordon Van Welle, speaking before the House Energy and Commerce Committee in March, said ISO NE studies have shown substantial reliability benefits of offshore wind, primarily because it delays or displaces the consumption of gas and oil so that it will be more available in the subset of high-demand periods when the wind does not blow. If a large amount of offshore wind that has been contracted for by the states is significantly delayed or ultimately does not materialize, the region would need to assess the potential impacts and determine what other options might be needed to meet resource adequacy needs in the future, Van Welle said. Varied reactions. Offshore wind opponents were pleased by the stop work order, as they were when the Trump administration shut down work on Empire Wind 1 for several weeks starting in April. On X, Protect Our Coast NJ posted Bravo. And Act 4 Wales posted, "We are hopeful there will be more halt work orders coming." The Empire stop work order cost developer Equinor millions of dollars a day and was widely speculated to be an attempt to twist New York's arm on gas pipeline proposals the state previously had rejected. The ulterior motive for the Revolution Wind stop work order, if any, was not clear. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, or D, said he thinks there is a motive, he just does not know what it is. "I think there is a deal to be had, and I've got to see what the ask is. I knew what it was for Governor Kathy Hochul down in New York. he said at the August 25 news conference. I think we're going to get this going again. Lamont said Connecticut already has had productive discussions about increasing the supply of American natural gas and other types of energy in the state.
U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal, or D, a former U.S. attorney and Connecticut attorney general, said, this action is nuts, crazy, insane, it is also blatantly illegal.
He said there is reason to believe federal officials broke laws with these actions. U.S. Senator Chris Murphy, or D, said, when the oil industry showed up at Mar-a-Lago with a set of demands in exchange for $1 billion of campaign support for Trump, this is what they were asking for, the destruction of clean energy in America. He added, this is a story of corruption, plain and simple. President Trump has sold our country out to big corporations with the oil and gas industry at the top of the list. Other developments. In other developments, August 25. Revolution developer Ørsted said it would continue with its plans to raise $9.3 billion, much of that to cover the cost of financing Sunrise Wind, a New York project that potential financing and equity partners shied away from after the Empire Wind stop work order. The Revolution stop work order only reinforces the need to raise the funds, the company said. Shares of Ørsted stock shed 16.4% of their value to close at their lowest level ever since public trading began in June 2016. Ørsted's former development partner, Eversource, saw its stock price close 4.7% lower on investor concerns about the New England utility's exposure to losses on Revolution Wind. When Eversource sold its stock in the project to Global Infrastructure Partners, it guaranteed GIP a rate of return and assumed liability for certain cost increases. Ørsted said it will explore all options ranging from expeditious dialogue with permitting agencies to potential legal action. Ørsted said investment of about $1.6 billion is needed to complete Revolution Wind. Its share is $753 million. It said annual EBITDA on the project once commercial operation begins is estimated at around $160 million. Total investment in Revolution Wind and Ørsted's remaining active U.S. project, Sunrise Wind, is approximately $16 billion. New England Power Generators Association President Dan Dolan criticized the stop work order. Actions like this erode investor confidence and jeopardize long-term electric reliability in the region. That undermines reliability, raises costs, and damages the credibility of our energy markets. Rhode Island Governor Dan McKee, or D, said, at a time when we should be moving forward with solutions for energy, jobs, and affordability, this administration is choosing delay and disruption. We are working with our partners in Connecticut to pursue every avenue to reverse this decision. Revolution Wind is key to Rhode Island's economic development, energy security, and long-term affordability for our residents. North America's Building Trades Union's President Sean McGarvey said, let's call the Department of the Interior stop work order for Revolution Wind what it is. President Donald Trump just fired 1,000 of our members who had already labored to complete 80% of this major energy project. A stop work order is the fancy bureaucratic term, but it means one thing, throwing skilled American workers off the job after they've spent a decade training, building and delivering.